By now, most of us have noticed that there's a war on sex and identity in our society, and our kids are under attack. Parents, if you need resources navigating the lies and confusion that the world is projecting onto your kids, we're here to help. On March 9th, Firmly Planted Family is hosting By Design, a one-day conference for teens, parents, and youth leaders to share the why behind what God's Word commands about these topics. We're going to offer foundational human design and relationship principles from both a natural law perspective, and we're going to make the case for biblical truth by arguing primarily from God's Word, which reinforces what the scriptures teach. You can learn more and get your tickets today at firmlyplantedfamily.org/events. Toni Stockton is a wife, a mother of four. She's a homeschool mom, a writer, a TV show host of Toni Stockton on Standing Firm. She has been proclaiming the truth of God to a culture in compromise for many years. And she's joining me on the podcast today to talk about what it might look like to reclaim your home, reengage the culture, and reignite your family. This is the Heidi St. John Podcast. Stick around. I think you're going to be encouraged. Thank you guys for tuning in today. I'm so glad that you're joining me here at the intersection of faith and culture. There's so many things that we can talk about in the culture right now, but one of the most important things is the role of the family and the role of the Christian family in the culture at large. What does it look like for us to reclaim our homes as women, to again look at the preciousness of the role that God has given us as mothers in the lives of our children and as influencers, really, in the lives of our adult children and in those lives around us. Toni Stockton speaks to this so clearly and boldly, and she joins me today, and I'm so happy that she's here. Hey, my friend, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Miss Heidi. Thank you. I'm so happy to be on here talking to you, and thanks for having me. I love talking about the family. I love talking about the biblical family, so I'm sure this is going to fly by.
Well, there's never been, I think, a more important time to focus on what's happening in families than there is right now. I remember years ago when I first met Dr. Dobson, I was sitting in his office and he just said, Heidi, if the Lord gives you platform, if he grows what you're doing, pay attention to the family, because that is the building block of the entire society. If you can take out a family, you can take out a culture, and boy, that is exactly what's happening, isn't it?
You know what? It is. And I've been, I just feel like the Lord's been telling me that revival is going to come in our families, not in our churches. And I don't want to step on anybody's toes or upset pastors, but, as a homeschool mom, as a homeschool family, we disciple our children.
Yes.
And I remember, Heidi, when I got a hold of that, I did not grow up. First of all, my parents were divorced. I did not grow up in a really, really shock home, but I had great grandparents. My nanny and my papa, I saw them pray together, read the Bible together. And honestly, I praise the Lord for the church they took me to, but the foundation that I was introduced to and was attracted to was my nanny and my papa praying together, reading the Bible together. That's forever etched in my memory. And so that's what, you know, my husband and I have tried to instill in our children. And it's a fight in this culture. It's a fight. And really, I would say, I don't really know the timeline of when we started noticing that the fight for a homeschool family and to disciple your own family, a lot of it was coming from the church. Why don't you put your kids in youth group? Why don't you farm them out to all these different youth programs? And there's nothing, please hear my words. I don't want to sound so negative, like I'm so critical. And they have their place, Heidi, they do. But most importantly, for mama and daddy to be solely engaged, be a Matthew 6:33 family, seek first the kingdom of God, and then all the rest of this will follow. That's what Eric and I've tried to do is we want to bring revival, first and foremost, into our home. And we feel like we've done that, and we're continuing to do that till we draw our last breath. But I want to cast that vision for other mommies and daddies that, you know, you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be very, skillful with your words. Just read to your babies. Pray to your family. Cultivate an atmosphere of revival and discipleship in your homes.
Yeah. I mean, when we talk about reclaiming the home, let's touch mm-hmm. on the issue of women at home, okay. because the feminist movement, and I was on your show, it's been several months yeah. ago now, I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
But I was on your show quite some time ago. We were talking about mm-hmm. feminism, this amazing, incredible, insidious lie that has yeah. been really peddled to women now for generations mm-hmm. to say, hey, you don't need a man in your life. Anything a man can do, you can do better. Why would you waste your life yeah. raising children and having babies? And why right. wouldn't you pursue a career, when the truth is that God gave women this incredible ability to be able to carry life and nurture a life. And yes, we nurture yes. not just through the ability of pregnancy, right? Because there's lots of mothers out there who have adopted children. Mm-hmm, and the mm-hmm. same thing is true for a mother who adopts versus, you know, as it is for a mother who gives birth naturally to her own children.
Right.
The truth right. is motherhood is powerful. And I think this is why the enemy has so used
powerful.
The feminist movement.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it, Tony, that we get back
absolutely.
To looking at motherhood again as this mission that God has for mm-hmm. us?
Well, you know what? I was born in 73. I just turned 50. So I've joined the 50
hey,
club.
Hey man, the 50s are great. You're going to love it.
They are. I'm loving it so far.
It's great.
But so in the 70s, so I'm a product of the 70s, and my mom, I love her, no disrespect whatsoever, but she got caught up in that culture.
Yep.
The feminist movement, you know, watching Phil Donahue and all, you know, she was opposed to, anyways, I won't go into that, but you know, just the whole feminist movement of buying into that lie. That it's degrading to stay home and
right.
and rock your babies and breastfeed your babies. And so Heidi, you know, that was my role model.
Mm-hmm.
But also I feel like I had dual role models. I saw a single woman who was struggling, which was my mom. And then I saw my grandmother, my father's mother, who loved being at home,
yeah.
who loved to cook, who loved to bake, who loved to wash a dirty laundry for her husband and clean the house. But it was reciprocal. You know, he loved her well, and they did life together. And so I felt like I had an opportunity to go, do I want to be an out loud and bold and brazen woman and go with the culture? Or do I want to go against that narrative? And so I was attracted to what my nanny had. I was attracted to the family that she had. And so as I got older and got married, that was a passion of mine to be the caregiver of my home, mm. to love my husband well. Heidi, nothing gets me more fired up than all of these memes that will degrade,
yeah.
Women will degrade their husbands,
yeah.
mock their husbands. And of course, you know, our society has fostered that in shows and media and songs. But I just, you know, I want women to understand the strength that we have, like what you just said, it's such power to guard and occupy and be the keeper of your home, be the keeper of, be a lover to your husband and just be that woman that God made you to be. That biblical woman, she's powerful. Mm-hmm. She's a force. And of course she goes against culture because culture goes against God.
Yeah.
And so I want women to understand that there's such a beauty and such a strength to say, I'm a homemaker. Mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed to stay home with my children and pray over my family and pray over my husband as he goes off to work.
Yeah.
You know, go against the culture. I pray that, you know, more women have the boldness to want to be a biblical woman of God, mm-hmm. and to stand up for the design of marriage and just love their families well.
Yeah.
Such
and it really isn't,
that.
I think as we, you know, we're moving now into just a crazy season, right? You know, 2024 is already shaping up to be like, you know, we're going to be playing
yeah.
whack-a-mole for the next, you know,
yeah.
6 to 10
fun.
Months. Oh yeah.
We're going to be fun.
We're going to be doing that. But I know
yeah.
that
yeah.
as women, as we reclaim, you know, our place at home, it
yes.
is exactly what you said. It is powerful. There is nothing more powerful than a praying mother. Nothing more powerful than a wife who prays for her husband. Nothing more powerful than a woman who is submitted to the Lord of Heaven's armies, yes. who is directed by his spirit, guided by his power, and moving in power, in influence in the culture. And I think we have forgotten, because the culture has said it doesn't really matter, how powerful and how important that influence is. There are thousands and thousands of women that are listening to this right now who are just now, it's starting to dawn on them, hey, my role as a mother is actually pretty significant. And actually, newsflash, it's pretty short too, because the time that we have our children at home goes by very quickly, but it influences a generation for a lifetime. How important is it, Tony, that we begin to embrace again? And I wonder what that looks like. Maybe you could give us some examples of what that looks like. How do we embrace our role as women, as God defines it, and find joy in it?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, you know what? You just said a powerful word, and sometimes women might look at it as, oh, that's a dirty word. Submission. Submission. You know, I remember, you know, being raised, even though I had that dual picture of my nanny and my mom, and, you know, as a single woman versus a woman who had poured her heart and soul into her family, my grandmother. You know, when we understand that it's not just our husbands we're submitting to, which we need to, but it's the Lord. Yeah. This is the Lord's work. And once I really recognized that, Heidi, once I understood that, you know, once you understand your assignment, you know, and I'm not just here just to be a mom, but that is my most important assignment. That's how I view it, because God views the family, God's desire for family. It's high up there, you know, and for us to go out and you know, birth babies and raise them up in the Lord. Actually, I want to pivot here to a scripture out of Judges 2:2, you know, where they're talking about, let me see, I'm going to read this to you. But out of Judges 2:2, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars. And I won't go into it just for the sake of time. But what we're talking about is if mommies don't take their role seriously, their biblical role seriously, and submit to God, we are going to have a generation that's no longer going to recognize Christ, like we saw in here. If we don't tear down the altars of culture, the altars of lies, and start revival, start discipleship in our home, we're going to have generations that are going to move farther and farther and farther away from the foundations of Christ. And we're already seeing some of that.
Oh, we're already well into it. I mean, I feel like, and you and I were just talking about Tennessee right before we started recording, there are lots of places around this country that Christians feel insulated, right? They feel insulated because maybe they're in a red state. Or
we're not insulated Tennessee anymore. Maybe one time, but not anymore.
Well, I think that, you know, it's really important. I've spent a fair amount of time in the last 20 years, you know, traveling all over the nation. Yes. And I come obviously from a very liberal part of the country. But
just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But what I want people to see and understand is the same spirit that hijacked the state of Washington is already working to hijack South Carolina, already working to hijack Mississippi, already. And in many cases, he's already done
Tennessee.
It, but the church is asleep and they don't realize that it's happened, you know, because I would, you know, we're in a Christian state because people will say, you know, Jesus loves you at Chick-fil-A, or you got the nativity story on the walls of your restaurant. Big deal.
Right.
The adversary doesn't care about that stuff. He's interested in whether your heart is a heart to obey and to get out there and to actually reclaim the culture, or if you're going to sit at home with your sort of lackadaisical Christianity, which is what got us here in the first place. But you have in your own life gotten off the bench and onto the battlefield. It's one of the things I love about you. Tell us a little bit about what God did in your heart to kind of push you to get off the bench.
Well, you know what? I'm not trying to give you a personal plug, but I am going to give you a personal plug because your podcast is so important because it moved in my life powerfully. And let me tell you why. I hope all your listeners are leaning in. So when I heard about the Drag Queen Story Hour, let's go back to 2019. I admit this. I laughed it off.
Yeah.
I thought no, nobody in their right mind would ever take their kids to see a guy dressed in, you know, that kind of attire. And if they did, it was probably just a one-time thing. Well, you know, I live in a pretty conservative area, which we're fighting right now, mm-hmm. all the crazy liberals that are trying to overtake us. But anyways, listening through your podcast and being strengthened and also to the Holy Spirit working on me, I actually one day just felt in my spirit, I needed to call my local library and just make sure, although I knew in my heart of hearts, it would never come to my county.
Yep.
Well, Heidi, I was wrong. I was very wrong. And you know, just for the sake of time, I won't go into the whole thing, but, it wasn't on the schedule, but it was definitely in the works to come to my county. And, through just talking to people, and then I got hooked up with, President of Eagle Forum, Bobby Betray, who was just a spitfire in Tennessee. Praise God for her. Yep. And anyways, I took her to lunch. And of course, I'm just rattling and telling her what's going on. And she leaned over the table and said, well, Mrs. Stockton, I appreciate everything you've said. And thank you for, you know, being concerned. She said, but you're asking me what I'm going to do about it. And she said, I'm going to turn the tables and ask you, what are you going to do about it? Okay. And so now Bobby, you know, God bless her. She's beautiful, but she's well into her 80s, I believe. And so it was a culmination of listening to you. It was sharpening my spirit. It was also keeping me, you know, up to date on what some of the things that were happening in the culture. Again, thinking this could never happen in my county. I mean, we're a rural area. But what I learned through all that, and for the sake of time, a person got a hold of me who is trying to stop all this liberal progressive movement in my county because we're a rural county. I mean, I'm not a farmer, but we have a lot of farms out in my area. And he told me, he said, Tony, I'm going to peel back the curtain and I want to show you the strategy of liberals. They target these communities.
That's right.
They target these counties.
That's right.
And they'll even, I mean, Heidi, right now, I want to be very careful with my words, but right now I just voted in my county. We had to vote for a school board. There is a lady right now who's running for school board who has Republican on her, all of her signage, her verbiage or her signage. She's no more Republican than RuPaul.
I'm telling you,
Drag Queen RuPaul.
We've got it here in Washington.
It's a lie. It's such deception. And so when the veil was peeled back, that's when I got off the bench and said, man, if I don't pay attention, I'm going to look up and I'm not even going to recognize my county anymore. Because it changes, it starts to change the whole landscape of everything.
Yep.
I won't be able to go to my library because drag queens are going to move in. And it's going to start transforming everything. So that's when I did get off the bench and all of what I'm doing is God orchestrated. I remember our last podcast, you said I got the clarion call and I did. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't rest. And I thought, you know, these are our children. This is our time. And God has given us resources, my husband and I, to you know, it's nothing about it's being convenient. I've already been one person attempted to try to sue me once. And there's been a lot of attacks. But you know what? God was like, I need your voice. Yep. And I just couldn't be quiet any longer.
Yep.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love that. Well, and I think it goes to the point that a lot of people will say, oh, well, we'll talk about what's happening in the schools. I'll leave that up to somebody like Heidi St. John or Tony Stockton. And what I have been trying, I mean, the whole reason why I named my podcast Off the Bench is because I want people to recognize that God gives each one of us influence. You have influence in your neighborhoods, influence with your family, influence in your community. Use the influence that God has given you. Get off the bench, and people will say, well, how will I know where I'm supposed to do that?
Oh, and you'll know.
I think you'll know because it's that thing, like you were just saying, that makes your heart race and your hands sweat. Yes. And you're like, oh boy, you know, I mean, and it just this, you know, some, for some of you, it's going to be the Holocaust against our unborn. For some of you, it's going to be what's happening. Our children are just being injured, literally injured in their hearts and they're in their minds in the government school system. For some of you, it's going to be noticing that we need more homeschool support in this country in order to give parents more options so they don't feel trapped in these systems. But whatever it is, you are here for such a time as this. You're here to do something. And so
you have
it requires courage. Yes, you have a purpose and your voice makes a difference. I know, Tony, because I've seen you talk about this before, that that's a passion of yours, right? To encourage moms and dads right now, especially, that their voice can make a difference. Mm-hmm. How can someone who's listening to this right now, there are people listening to this all over the country, right? But how can we... where we are, no matter where you are, no matter if you're in Washington State or in Tennessee or in New York, there are areas that God would use you. Where do you tell people to start when they're starting to just, when the veil is lifted and we're starting to realize, oh man, this is actually on me. God's going to hold me accountable for whether or not I used my voice. This is why I do my women's conference, right? I already told you the theme is shine this year. And I love to ask women, if your faith found its voice, what would God have you say?
I love that.
That's what we got to be doing. So where do we start, Tony?
Well, for me, this is obvious, but prayer, you know, prayer. And, you know, God will, he will. You'll just be going about your day, or maybe you'll see something on social media. And like you said, it makes your heart race, or maybe you can't sleep. I know for me, when I found out about the drag queen story hour attempting to come to my county, for 3 nights, I could not sleep. And I thought, God, what is this? And by the way, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm just, and I want to add something. I had never been on social media prior to 2019.
You were not missing out.
But I wasn't. Actually, a friend of mine created a Facebook page. Yeah. Because we did a Bible study, but it was dormant. I hadn't done anything to it.
And
so 2019, this is actually kind of funny. You know, again, prayer. The first place to start is prayer. And then the second thing I did, I thought, okay, the social media thing is pretty, you know, popular. So I'm going to start myself a Facebook. You know, I had a friend of mine call me and she said, you have no clue what you're doing on social media. I go, does it show? She said, yes, but keep doing what you're doing. And I had people come out of the woodwork and say, you know, let me help you just, you know, make it look better. But the point is I stepped out in faith. I wasn't perfect. I made some mistakes, but I got my voice out there and I rallied up my community. I rallied up women that were like, you know, man, Tony, we're glad you're talking about this. I didn't know about that. I didn't know about this. The biggest thing in our community, and that I want to make sure that this is very important. This was life changing for me. Heidi, I'm a Republican and I'm a conservative. But that's as far as I went. And what I mean by that is, you know, when it was time for election, I shamefully admit I didn't do any of my due diligence. I would show up there at the polls. And if it said Republican, I would press the button. All the while not even realizing that a lot of these imposters had moved into my county. They were not Republican. They had voted on the Republican primary for maybe a couple of years, and they laid low, only to come in and infiltrate our county to take over. Yep. So the second thing I want to say is get involved in your county. Know what's going on. Know what's going on the school board, the commissioner's board, and the alderman or city council, whatever you have. And I call that the trifecta. Know what's going on, because those three places of influence have a lot to do with your county, with policy. And again, just get involved, take a step, but first and foremost, pray where God would have you move.
Yeah. And I think that power of prayer, and this is a great place to wrap up the podcast today, is to remind people that God is still at work. The same God that raised Lazarus from the dead, the same God is still moving mountains. He's still at work, and we have access to him through the power of prayer. Thank you to the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus. And I think that as we remember what God did for us in sending his son, right? We're in the season of Lent now, and there are a lot of us who have been participating, I think, for a long time and just asking the Lord to say, hey, show me, Lord, open my eyes to anything that's in my heart, anything that's in my life that might be keeping me from doing what you want me to do. But we have to start there. We got to clean up our own hearts, clean up our own lives, clean up our own homes, because we can't pass on what we don't possess. And we will tell people too, you know, you can't get out into, right, Tony, you can't get out into the public square and expect to do it unscathed, because the enemy is at work, but greater is he who is in you than he who is in the word. Tony Stockton, where can people find you online?
Yeah. You know what? We have a website, TonyStockton.org, and you can also find our YouTube channel, Tony Stockton Standing Firm. And that's how they can find us. And we're all over a lot of the platforms, and just type in Tony Stockton and you'll be able to connect with us.
You've had some really great guests on your show too. So I hope that people go check that out. You had Riley Gaines on, right?
I did, and hopefully she'll come back again. She's actually in my hometown, and she's making waves. And
she sure is. She's coming on my show here pretty quick. Yeah.
Yes, yes. You need her on your show. Just what's happening right now in our libraries across our country, and she's definitely found her voice.
Yep, absolutely true. Tony Stockton, thank you for coming on the show with me. I really appreciate
it.
Keep me posted on all you're doing out there.
I will.
All these mama warriors that God's raising up.
Yes.
I really love it.
Yes. God bless you, Heidi.
Bless you too, my friend. All right. For those of you who are interested in today's guest, you guys will find out more about that as usual at the show notes. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for just coming alongside us in this journey. For those of you who are subscribing to the podcast and those of you who are leaving reviews, we really, really appreciate that. Let other people know about the show, and then let me know how you are getting off the bench and onto the battlefield. And I might invite you on the show to talk about it. We want to hear your story. What is God doing with you? You can reach out to me directly, HeidiSt.John.com/mailboxMonday. And we want to hear what God's doing in your life. That's all I've got time for the regular show today. Tony's going to come back for a happy hour. We're going to dish a little bit about motherhood and what it means to get off the bench and onto the battlefield if you're in the midst of raising children. It's going to be a great conversation, you guys. We love you so much. Thanks for listening. I'll see you right back here again at the intersection of faith and culture.